We're going to step it up a notch here. The words high energy, I mean, what an understatement when we're talking about this group of girls at a Baltimore high school. Their step performances feature stomping, clapping, chanting. A new documentary about these young women called Step opens tomorrow. It traces the journey through the Step team's final year of high school. Here's NPR's Mandalito Barco.
The Lethal Ladies of Bliss Step team are the stars of this documentary. We see the LLOB looking beautiful and fierce, rehearsing, competing, and representing the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, a charter high school that promises to send every one of its low-income students to college.
We are the show! Take the hip, hoppers, clappers. We are the show slappers. Watch it all over the city and still sitting.
The film chronicles the stories of three of the step dancers who were in the school's first graduating class. Blessin Giraldo is the team's gregarious and animated captain.
I'm always the one like boom, tat, tat, boom, tat, tat. Like with my mouth, that's how I remember steps.
She created the step team on her own when she was just 11 years old. The documentary shows her working hard to improve her high school grades and living with a mother who suffers from depression and anger.
Sometimes I feel like I just go somewhere else when I step. It's like therapy a little bit. Like you up there screaming and yelling and faces and mugging and stepping. Like you just stomping your life away, you throwing your hair everywhere, you clapping. Got all your friends around, you know? Just like, we making music with our bodies. Like, that's some slick stuff. It's slick though, ain't it? It's slick.
Giraldo's step teammates have their own struggles. Corey Granger talks about once being homeless. In one scene, she sits on the porch of her house in which the electricity was shut off.
My stepdad just lost his job. And it's like bills and bills and bills and bills.
The film celebrates the steppers' mothers who support them. Taylor Solomon's mom is a corrections officer who has her back. The film also salutes the mentors, including their passionate college counselor and their tenacious coach, Jerry McIntyre. She says stepping is more than an art form that came from Africa through the slave trade and was popularized on Black college campuses.
It's about not making excuses, making sacrifices, having a positive attitude.
I know it gets tough.
We're in Baltimore City.
They come home to no lights, come home to violence in their neighborhood, not having food in the refrigerator, not having a refrigerator at all.
Coach G lived on the same street as Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old African-American who died while in police custody in 2015. There were riots after his funeral, and the three officers tried for his death were acquitted. The film has footage of the fallout, including the step routine the ladies created to honor the Black Lives Matter movement.
Hands up, don't shoot! Stay left! I'm black and I'm proud!
The film's director and producer, Amanda Lipitz, also grew up in Baltimore. She's known the steppers since they were 11 years old.
And when they stand up, these beautiful, smart, capable, put-together young women, and they stand up there and they say, it could have been us. We were already filming the documentary when Freddie Gray was killed. We already wanted to change the conversation about Baltimore. So that just really turned the flame up.
Lipitz is a Tony-winning Broadway producer. She began making short films about the students at the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, the school her mother founded. Lipitz says she immediately clicked with Blessin Giraldo, who invited her to film the team.
You know, I was always kind of like inspired by Blessin. And
what?
And I was always inspired by you. And I walked in and she had everybody lined up, ready to go. That year, they didn't really have a coach. So she was kind of doing all the choreography. They started to step. And I thought, oh, my God, this is what happens in a great musical.
A lot has happened since Step premiered as an independent movie at the Sundance Film Festival last winter. Fox Searchlight acquired the film and remake rights for $4 million in a bidding war. That same week, the team led the Women's March in Park City, and they performed for Snowbound movie lovers.
Our motto is,
when they go low, we go high. Raise our standards to the top.
A few months later, the team performed in New York during an event celebrating college-bound students. Tayla Solomon, now a student at Alabama A&M, says that's where they met former First Lady Michelle Obama.
She hugged us, and she smells really, really nice, and she's everything you expect Michelle Obama to be. And she touched my shoulder when we took the picture. And when she walked in, it was like we knew her and she knew us. And she actually posted on her Instagram and her Twitter a picture of us from when we met her and supporting the movie.
Solomon, Granger, and Geraldo also performed at the Essence Festival in New Orleans, and they were featured in a photo shoot and video for Vogue magazine. They'll soon appear on the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. Blessin' Geraldo is 18 now and studies at Coppin State University. She has big dreams of being a graphic designer, a business and communications mogul, and more.
I plan on having a Broadway debut sometime soon, in the next few years, hopefully. I do plan on being on the big screen again, and I found a new passion of mine, which is speaking to the youth and encouraging them to do great. And also, I'll be writing a book that'll be released in about 2 years.
What? All that?
Yes, ma'am.
Over the past few months, Geraldo and her teammates have been touring the country, talking to young people and promoting the documentary. After talking to NPR, they were heading to New York, where they were super excited to see themselves on a billboard in Times Square.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The Lethal Ladies of Bliss are already blowing up, even before their documentary steps into the big screen this weekend. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Say-